Today is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to finish the Masechta. We're going to start on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots, about two-thirds of the way down. So the Mishnah had brought a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Let's read in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kishem Shetzliach Tzibur Chayav, just like a Shetzliach Tzibur is Chayav to say Shemona Esrei, Kach Kol Yachav and Yachav Chayav. So to each Yachav has to say, individual say Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, Shetzliach Tzibur Motzei Sarab Minechov Asim. The Shetzliach Tzibur can be Motzei the Rabbim of their obligation, can dispense of their obligation. They don't have to say it by themselves. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, just a Tosefta and Perek Beis. Amru lo Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, I guess the Chacham said to him, Mizvarecha, according to you, that the Tzibur can dispose of the obligation for everybody else, but Lidvarecha, Lama Tzibur Mismalin. So why does the Tzibur daven? What is the daven for you? So just have the Shliach Tzibur be Motzi. Why is the daven? So Amru Lahem, that's the answer, Amru Lahem, Kidei Lahastir Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso, in order the Shliach Tzibur to prepare his davening. Give him time to prepare. It seems to be, and based on our Ramah, that this was more of an issue in those days when they were not davening from a sitter, as opposed to today when you're davening from a sitter. It also leads to a machlokas, I guess a machlokas achron, a machlokas between the Netziv and Rav Moshe as to what to do. I guess it gets more prevalent in a shul like ours, where you have a lot of people, where the nusach of the shul is svard or ashkenaz, and the individual daven for the omud davens the other nusach. So here you have a lot of people who daven nusach ashkenaz privately. What do they do when they get for their private shmon esrei when they are the shliach tzibur? So
anytime.
So the Rav Moshe Basman is clearly you're supposed to say the tefillah of svard. When you daven privately to yourself, when you're sitting over here, you can say your own thing. Dusha, obviously you have to say what the nusach is. When you daven the tefillah belachash, ask the shliach tzibur what you do. So Rav Moshe says you should say the tefillah of here you should daven nusach svard because you have to misader your tefillah. But the Netziv in Meshav Davar says, no, you don't have to because you should daven your own nusach and you don't have to be master your tefillah over here. The Shiara Mishlev Alecha points out because you have a sitter in front of you. So what's the deal? A lot of people nowadays, their kriya is not so good. They probably should be master the tefillah anyway because they're reading from the sitter. But we could have to be careful of certain mistakes. But, this is sometimes your chiyuv. And they have to daven for the omud, so you have to. What's the reason? Well, now you could maybe say because we didn't change the minhag. Or we'll see before that the shliach tzibur is davening according to chachamim to be motzi those, and you still have that. You still have the capacity just because it changed now doesn't even change the law. Right. So that's what he says by Rabbi Gamliel. So Lava Tzim Mispalim, Amalhem Kide Lahastra Shliach Tzibur Tfiloso. So Amalhem Ragamliel, Ragamliel says to you, what? It's preparation. Listen, people do that a lot with the Haftorahs. I know that in some shuls, when it comes to the Haftorah, you just get somebody goes up and reads it, has no idea how to read it, and he makes mistakes all along. Other shuls you have where the Baal Kore reads it on behalf of the thing. In my shul growing up, you were told you're having Haftorah during the week, so you had time to prepare. That's what the Gabbai would do. He would call you up and you had time to prepare. So, because Rabbi Levine said you have the person making the brachos is the one who's supposed to say the Haftorah. But in the same token, he didn't want people to fumble through the Haftorah, so you were prepared. And it always came on, whatever. It didn't always happen. Oh, one second. Well, then, those who have a klaf, I know the Rachel, they have a klaf, so Yaakov Bonner just learns Haftorah. That's the way it goes, period.
Very simple.
Yeah. Okay. I gave him a shout out on the computer. So that was the first thing. So right. So Tanya Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel Dvarech Lamatim Respalim Amar Lahem Kidei Lahashish to Tzibur Tfilasos Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel says to them Dvarechem that according to you that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi that you Shliach Tzibur is not motzi you Lamash Shliach Tzibur Yolchnei Atevo. So why does the Shliach Tzibur go down and daven anyway? What's the purpose of the Shliach Tzibur davening if you have to say it by yourself anyway? So Amru Lo, they said to him, Kidei Lahotzi Yesha Eino Baki, or in order to be Motzi the one who doesn't know the daven. Again, those days, there was no sitter, so people may not know it by heart. They would be Motzi those people. So Amru Lahem, so he says to them, okay, fine. Even according to you, Kishem Shemotzi Yesha Eino Baki, Kach Motzi Zabaki. Just like he's Motzi the one who's not a Baki, he can be Motzi the one who's a Baki also, for whatever reason. We'll see how that comes into play a little later on at the end of the Gemara. But he can be Motzi somebody. So that's another reason why the Shliach Tzibur goes up, but it's another reason why the Shliach Tzibur has to go daven. Because he's moting everybody.
Right. You don't need 100 people davening. It's just preparation for the Shliach Tzibur. So, say 10 guys. Why? What are the 100 people?
What are the other people going to do?
Well, We're going to
sit in the iPhone. Right, so that touches on another thing. This is fast, interesting Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim brings down on the Yud Beis and the Rif. I mean, it's Yud Beis and the Rif over here. I don't know if the Shilta Giborim is on the same page in every Gemara. Certainly not on the same page in that Gemara. So he says, Umori Zachron Bier Shalo Amru Kain El Betfilos Shein Kineged Temidin. They only say this idea that you can be motzi people by when it comes to tefillah, which is neged the karbanos. It's like a kohen can be motzi you, so to the shliach tzibur instead of the kohen, and can be motzi you. Okay, so about tkiyas shofar mikra megillah, when it comes to tkiyas shofar mikra megillah, ein shliach tzibur poter am shebesados, everyone has to hear it. Everyone has to hear it. You can't have somebody do it. So the Salvechik, based on the Shilta Giborim, comes up with the idea that there's a difference between Tefillah Bitzibur, which means davening with 10 people, that's Tefillah Tzibur, and Tefillah Hatzibur, the Tefillah of the congregation. He says Tefillah Hatzibur is Chazar Shashatz. And that's why you have a lot of Talmidim of the Rav, if you notice that they stand with their feet together, listening intently to Shemona Esrei, to Chazar Shashatz, because that is connected to Karbanos, and it's Tefillah Hatzibur. According to that, there is no concept of Hatzibur Kedusha, unless in the Shatz, real Shatz at top. Because the idea is to be, it's not just a tefillah. It's not just the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. It's a tefillah of the shliach tzibur for everybody. So it's a big tefillah hatzibur, and it can't be yotzei with chazar shashatz. I remember in YU, I don't know if you did. You did not say hey for kedusha. There was no hey for kedusha in anything. And if someone did it, you know, there was there are please only. Even during the day. What? Because of be mevazes as man. I'm learning. I mean, maybe that's one of the issues, but yeah, I don't.
We assume everyone's bucking.
Well, but this idea of the rav is different than a bucking. It's, you know, it's a change in the tefillah. Okay. Heichi kedusha. Heichi kedusha. You have to say a full chazar shashatz. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rabba Rachana says the name Rav Yochanan. Modim chachamim Rav Gamliel. At the end, the chachamim agreed to Rav Gamliel that the shliach tzibur can be motzi. The shliach tzibur is not motzi, right? It is motzi the rabbin. The shliach tzibur is motzi the rabbin. So the rab says no. Adai amar adain himachlokas. It's still a machlokas. So it's a machlokas as to whether or not it's a machlokas. So shama Rabbi Chia braid the Rav Bar Nachmeni. So Rabbi Chia braid the son of Rav Nachmeni. He heard this. Also amar shmaita kemei the Rav Dimi Bar Chinana, and he said it in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Amar lei, and he said to him. Hachi Amar Rav. Rav says Adayin Himachlokas. So that's what Rav Chia says to Rav Chinana. Then Rav Chinana responds. Then comes Amalei Rav Barachana. Nami Hachi Ka Amar. I also agree with this that it's still a machlokas because Ki Amar Rav Yochanan Lahai Shmaita. When Rav Yochanan said this idea that there's no longer any machlokas at the time when he came, he gave the shir. So if the Galei Rish Lakish says no, that's not true. But Amar Adayin Himachlokas. So there is it seems to be Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore there is no machlokas, and the shliach tzibur can be motzei the kal. But everybody else seems to argue and say no, that the Chachamim never agreed to Rabbi Yochanan, and still the shliach tzibur is not motzei. Everyone individual has to daven by themselves. So the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the Chachamim ended up agreeing with Rabbi Gamliel? Va'amar Rav Chana Tziporah, Rav Chana from Tzipori said, in the name of Yochanan, meaning Rav Yochanan said, Hilchusak Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says, Hilchusam Echlal Depligi. If the Chachamim ended up agreeing to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no reason to state that the halacha is in accordance with them, because who else is the halacha in accordance with? You only say Hilchusak one shita if you have a choice. You say, is it like this, or say it's like this. But if there's no choice and everyone agrees, why would you say Hilchasa? So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Hilchasa is Karam Gamliel is mashma that the Chachamim did not argue. So which is it? Did Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chachamim agreed? Or did Rabbi Yochanan not say that the Chachamim agreed to Rabban Gamliel? So ki salik Rabbi Abba mime. So, right, we're miyami. When Rabbi Abba came out from the water, Rashi says, Shehiflik besvin liyamachazar. He got off the, came back from a strip. He came back from it. Must have been that Rabbi went on a trip and everyone knew when that was. So when he came back from that trip, you know, then he said, Pirsha, he explained as follows. Right. Glock cruise. Right. So Pirsha, he explained, Modim chachamim ragamliel bebrachos, shal Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, v'halacha mechal deplegi bebrachos dekol Hashanah. He makes a distinction. where did the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the individuals? That's when it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When it comes specifically to those tefillos, we'll see what the difference is. But when he says halacha, michla de pligi, but that's brachas kol shana. So in the regular Shmona Esrei, the rest of the year, that's where he has to state explicitly that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, because there the Chachamim still argue with him. The only place where the Chachamim agreed was by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We'll get to it. First save of the day. Huh? First save of the day. Oh, it isn't working. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we made a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year. The Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? Is that distinction really valid? The Ha Amar Rav Chana Tzipori Arbi Rav Yochanan Halachik Rav Gamliel Bebrachas Rosh Hashanah Dushal Yom Kippurim. When Rav Chana Bat Tzipori really says the Hilchasa Rav Gamliel, he says specifically by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which means that they did not agree by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They still argue by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So you can't tell me it's a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, meaning they. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chanan were Moda to Rabbi Gamliel if we have a statement that says that they're not Moda, because the statement has to state explicitly that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So, Ella, rather, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Modim, who is the party that's Moda? It's Rabbi Meir. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir. The halacha, right? That's Rabbi Rabbanan. So basically, we have three Shitos now. We have the Shita Rabbi Gamliel, who says all year long the Tzibur can be motzi the Tzibur. You have Rabbi Meir, who says it can be motzi on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And you have the Chacham, who can't be motzi at all. So that's where you have the three Shitas. So the Tanya, because we have the following Brisa. Brachas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. When it comes to the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shliach Tzibur motzi harabim de chavasan divar meyer. The Shliach Tzibur can be motzi the people from their obligation. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omerim, the Chachamim say, Kishem Shliach Tzibur chayav. Just as the Shliach Tzibur is chayav to save someone esrei, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayav. So too every yachid is chayav. And then we have Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, who says it across the board in all the tefillos. The Gemara asks, so Mishnah honey. Why are these different? What would be the difference between the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and the tefillos and the rest of the year? So the Gemara says, Elaim Mishum de Nefishi Kra, if you can tell me it's because of the multiplicity of psukim that are in the Shmona Esrei, Baha Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav, Rav Chananel said the name of Rav, Kevan Sha'amar Ubritoroscha Kasuv Lemor, Shuv Eno Tsarich. If you just say the words, Yadavim Mishanah Yom Kippur, if you just say the words, you know, you say all the introductory stuff, and you say Kemosha Kasa B'Torah, Kemosha Kasa B'Nevi'im. You're done. You don't have to say the Psukim. So it can't be because of the extra Psukim, because you don't have to say the Psukim. That seems to be the Pshat according to the Shita of Rashi's Rebbeim. Right? Rashi's Rebbeim says, the Rabosai Mifarshin Lahadir of Chananel B'Malchios Zechorns V'Shofros. That you have all these Psukim. He said, but Rashi says, very difficult to him. The Kashali. We had a machlokus in the Mishnah before. We get to say 10 psukim, 9 psukim, maybe 7 psukim, maybe 3 psukim. No one says you don't have to say any psukim. So what happened in telling me here that if you just say b'toros lachos of lema, you're done? That's not one of the shitos. That can't be. So Tosos says, no, the difference is right, if you look at course Tosos, he goes with the shita of Rashi's Rebbeim. He says, Rebbeinu Tam Perish, yeah, it is talking about the psukim of Machos Zechoros Veshofros. Ah, yeah, the problem that there's no shita that says you don't have to say. It's a shita 10, 7, 9, 3, whatever that might be. He says, Vehecha de Hiskil Pligi. That machlok is only once you start saying the psukim. If you start saying the psukim, how many psukim do you have to say? The low yifklos lamarkit, the eastly lamarkit, the eastly. Avayachol lifter atzal gamre, al yidei betoroska kasav leimor. When it comes to, if you don't start at all, then better not to say anything than to start. Once you start, you gotta say them all, whatever the sheet is. But if you don't start, you can just say the Tosla Kosa way more in your Yotze. So that's why he saves the sheet of Rashi's Rebbe. But what does Rashi himself hold? Rashi himself holds says Kevin Shamar Toska Kosov Klomar Kevin Shamar Nasiv and Nakufanecha Kimitasonecha Kimoshe Kesapta Linus Orosecha. He's talking about the Karbonos. Not the Psukim Machnos of Rosh Shofros. He's talking about the Karbonos. You have the Psukim, a lot of Psukim about the Karbonos also. So if you just say, you have to bring the Karbonos, Kimoshe Kesapta Batorah, that's okay. But certainly not Machios Zechronos and Shofros.
So it takes the average Joe to know the entire Musaf of Rosh Hashanah by heart?
Well, see, to be master your tefillah.
What?
You have to be master your tefillah, according to Chachamim.
Yeah.
You have to prepare. There's a story about, I think, Rav Chaim, that he said that he had more kavanah when he would close his eyes. Now, granted, this is Rav Chaim,
but he
had more kavanah to close his eyes, so starting from Rosh Hashanah, he would prepare Rosh Hashanah davening. So he would know by heart.
Some people say, because
the halacha is actually that on Rosh Hashanah, you can daven a little louder because you're not going to be necessarily disturbing the people next to you because everyone's been davening from a sitter. During the week, during a regular tefillah, you're supposed to keep your shmona much, much quieter because a lot of people are not davening from a sitter. If they hear you, they'll be distracted. But when you're davening from a sitter, you may not be as distracted.
One of the things that the disciple said, he wanted to die. His resolution was he's doing
revenge. Well, I heard that name a lot of people. Yeah, people have to think.
Your resolutions are never the things that you mixed
up that
they didn't do.
Right.
Because you're not going to
say that the disciples that take Trumas and Maisos this year. Because
exactly.
He took Trumas and Maisos. It wasn't an issue.
Exactly.
It's to do a mitzvah better.
This year I'm not going to talk Lashon Hara.
Right, no, because he doesn't talk Lashon Hara. It's to do a mitzvah better. That's what it is.
That's why most people will be down in Shemanesh.
Right.
Somebody yells out, Yalav
Yavo. Well, there's a whole thing. There was a did to do. I know there are people, I know if you go to some yeshivas, that you have the clappers, the guys who clap for Kavanah and Davening, very distracting.
Clappers is worse than the
But even worse.
Yells out,
right, even worse is people who talk after they finish and nobody else has finished. That's also.
Well, that's
no.
Any of you that can put that drums, you can't hear anything. You hear everyone's like a different word and a different.
So what? Until they get to Barba,
Yishtaba.
Uh-huh.
But everyone's doing it
from the lungs also.
It's not just.
Right, but I'm
assuming.
The A, it's not tefillah, so it's not one of that issue. But B, they're probably doing it from a sitter.
They're all doing it.
Okay.
But it's really unclear. You can't say it at the top of your voice. Some people don't know what's going on. So in other words, what the role of Rosh Hashanah, you know, just depends upon your
right.
But they expect every average person from 2,000 years ago to know the entire Rosh Hashanah davening by heart.
See, according to Chachamim, yeah, he was supposed to do it. But you didn't have to know it by heart.
He's
like, you could say Betoros Lakas of Lamor. You could just say Betoros Lakas of Lamor. But the Chachamim, that was disrupted, the Chachamim said, right, you can be Otsi the Bucky, right? That's what the question.
Shein
o baki. That they said. So someone who's not baki, you can be yotze. Right, but the Gemara qualified that because Rabbi Gamliel asked him. So if everyone has to say for themselves, well, the tzibur goes. Who says that? Be motzi the ain o baki. The person who doesn't know it has to be. He has to stand there and with attention, feet together, paying attention word to word to be yotze. Okay. So we said, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah davening and Yom Kippur davening? Maybe it's because of the Psukim. And we say, no, it can't be because of the Psukim, because you can say B'toros Chol Kosev Lemor. So what is it? Ela Mishum De Avshe. There's a big machlugas here, whether you add the word brachos. Our gears has brachos. See the Aleph over there? That's the Gro. He takes out the word brachos. What's Mishum De Avshe? Rashi says, Sharei Kantesha Va'aruchos Umutaos De'en Hakol B'kin Behen. The difference is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like you're saying, is that you have many, many brachos. And besides the psukim, there are many, many words in the many, many brachos. So people may get confused and not be able to do it. So therefore, a mayor says, I'm going to agree with Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that you can be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur because it's very difficult sometimes to know all the words of Shmoneh Esrei, exactly like you're saying. Right? Tosfos says, let's continue with Tosfos. So Tosfos first explained that it can't be the psukim of Machos Zechronos Brachos because A, you have to say them, and only if you don't say them at all, then you can be yotze with the Ubetoros Hakos of Leimor, right? He says Aval Mikro Shel Musaf, but when it comes to the psukim of Musaf, Sarich Lahaskir LaOlam Shehem B'Makom Karbanos. When it comes to the psukim of Musaf, you must say them because Tefillah is Keneged the Karbanos. Musaf is connected to the carbon musaf. The words of the carbon are connected to the carbon. So to be yotze the carbon, you have to say the psukim. about Musa to Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to Musa Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, this is Rabbeinu Tam Shitaso, right? Ain't Sarach Lahaski B'Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to say the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Ela Shadailo B'Masha Omer Milvad Olos HaChodesh Minchaso Shebezen Nichla Kol Musvei Rosh Chodesh HaOlos. In other words, you have to say Musvei Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Si'urim. They're all Masorim. They're just saying Musaf Rosh Hashanah. That's basically incorrect. You have to say Musvei. And Tosfos and Daf Ches Amud Beis explains, because he says Tifel Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu, which is what's covered, the Rosh Chodesh is covered. You still have to mention it. You just don't mention it by saying the actual Pesukim out loud, but you have to say Shnei Si'urim, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, and you say Movad Olos HaChodesh Minchaso. You have to say. That explains why we have that in our Maaser. Gufa, we learned private. We just learned. Amr B'Chananel Amr Rav, Kevin Sha'amr B'Toshka Klasav Leimar, Shuv Enu Tzarech. So Sovr Mine, the Havamina was Hani Mili B'Yachin. That's only the Yachin, the individual. Aval B'Tzibor, but if you had Tzibor Lo, if it came to the Tzibor, he would have to say the Psukim. You can't get away with just saying B'Toshka Klasav Leimar. So the Gemara says no. Itmar Amr Yishu Ben Levi Echad Yachiv Echad Tzibor Kevin Shamar B'Toshkal Kasev Leimor Shuv Enu Tzarach. You no longer have to say it. You can get away with Toshkal Kasev Leimor as long as, according to Tosos, you don't start saying the Psukim. And that and Tosos says again that is only when it comes to Machas Kornos and Shofros, not when it comes to the Psukim of the Korbanos. Right. So don't tell them. Amr Rav Elazar LeOlam Yastir Adam Tfilaso B'Yachar Kach Yispalel. A person should prepare his tefillah, and then he should daven. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistabra Milsa the Rabbi Laza Bebrachos Roshanah Yom Kippur Mishal Prakim. It makes sense that you should really be careful about this when it comes to the tefillah of Roshanah Yom Kippur and Prakim. Prakim Rashi says Moados. Those are the things that you don't say all the time. You don't say so frequently. You're not used to it. You should prepare. Right? About the Kol Shana Lo, but all the year you don't have to be so concerned about this because it's gonna be the repeat. You know it because you say it three times a day. Every day, 6 days a week. So the Gemara says, "Ini, is that really true?" V'har Rav Yehuda misadar tzilusei umatzli. Rav Yehuda used to prepare his davening and then davening when he would daven during the week. Rav Yehuda used to prepare. So the Gemara says, "No, Rav Yehuda is different. Therefore, they couldn't be misadar. No, they were a nusim at work during the week, and they weren't able to be misadar tzila. They weren't able to prepare." On Rosh Hashanah, you can't be in the field. So I don't know, it's...